In the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of starting Siman Shin Chav Vav, on Daf Kuf Samach Mabez, page 320. The halachas of Dinu Rechitza B'Shabbos, halacha of bathing on Shabbos, Bayid Gimel Sifim, in the 13 paragraphs, says Mechabasif Aleph. Also, Lirchoitz Kol Gufa, it's forbidden to bathe one's whole body. Afil Kol Eva Ve'Ebel Abad, even each limb individually. Even with water that was heated up from before Shabbos, whether it's in a vessel, whether it's in the ground, even to pour the water on his body and to wash himself off, also it's forbidden. But he's been permitted to bathe with them his face, his hands, and his legs, or other limbs. As long as he's not bathing his entire body, that's what says the name of the Rosh. Perk to Nagis. Says Machaba further, Bahanami Lukami Ur. This was says by water heated up by the fire. Bahamid Tveria, but by water heated up in the natural hot waters in Tveria, Mutalirchitz, that you're not a bathe, that little Kalkufa Yachad, even his whole body together as one. Bain Tarachlem, it's enough to say that it's permitted with cold water. But Adushar Bahamid Tveria, this is permitted by the hot waters of Tveria, Dafka Bakarka, specifically in the ground. Bakli, but if it's in a tub, in a vessel, then no. It's going to be confused with the hot waters that heat up in the fire. Says Mishbusiv Katan Aleph. Also, Lirchitz B'chul, it's forbidden to bathe one's whole body, that is Gezeirah, as the Krishim Yivleil, the Ezeh L'Hacham Shabbos, that they might come to warm up the water on Shabbos, which is obviously forbidden as Bishul. Siv Katan Bays. So you're not allowed to bathe Kol Gufay, his whole body, but then same thing as Reib Gufay, the most of his body, the Rubik Kukula, because we see the majority is like the whole thing, it's Siv Katan Gimel. And that's even if you're doing each limb, Levad, meaning one at a time. That if he's bathing the way you normally do, the whole body together, for sure that's a problem. Siv Katan Daled. And he said, this is even water that was heated from before Shabbos, whether it's in the vessel or in the ground. And v'fil lishbech b'chul, even to pour the water on his body and to wash himself off, that's forbidden. That is, even from water that was heated from before Shabbos, even if it's in the ground. Siv Katan Hay. But it's permitted to bathe Bohem, with them, Hainu, that is, Bacham, Shochum, and Shabbos, with the water that was heated from before Shabbos, that one is permitted to wash his hands, his face, and his feet. Bacham, Shochum, and Shabbos, regarding water that was heated on Shabbos, also for the other Blavat, that's forbidden even just his hands. Sivkon Vav, the Ramos said, Oichar Ivarm, or you'll let to wash the other limbs, as long as you're not doing the whole body. Now, Beisha Shir, Leveshas, Levon, Beshabbos, Yom, the woman has to wear white garments for her Shiv and the Kiyim. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, she's allowed to wash in the unclean places. With the water that was heated from before Shabbos and Yom Tov, she should just be careful. Lichritz be a dayim to wash with her hands, not with a garment. So that she doesn't come to squeezing out the garment. There are women that have the custom, they don't wear white on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And in a place where there's not a known custom, then one could permit. Sivkat and Zayin. So the Mechaba said, when we say this prohibition is Bechameur, with water that was heated by the fire. In a place where the custom is to warm up the mikvah, they have to be careful, that it should only be lukewarm. Because if not, as litvah by then, says the Chayal, must have been into table in such a mikvah. But Sharatzin Lais Hay says, look what we wrote later on in Sivdal, in the Mishnah Brewer, in Sharatzin, over then, says, Tzarchin Gitzah, so if we look into this a little bit, however, one could rely at a pressing situation of Karban Nisan, Nosna Sivachis Labram, his opinion like the Karban Nisan, which that's what the Mishnah Brewer brings now. He says, I'm Karban Nisan, maybe there's room to be lenient regarding a hot mikveh, but in general, that we said that this issur is by water that was heated by the fire. But by the hot waters of Tiberias, that you let a bathe even your whole body together as one. So same thing as all other natural hot springs. They did not make on them the issur of rechitza, obviously because it's only about heating up, and here it's natural. Where people don't usually bathe in them only for medicinal therapeutic reasons. Then look at what they were right regarding this, but that's the issur of refuah on Shabbos. And you don't have to say that it's permitted in to bathe in cold water. The custom actually is not to bathe in the river, even though it's not hot water. Some say this that is permitted in the hot waters of the springs of Tiberias, only if the area is not covered. But if it's covered, because then one's going to come to schwitz, to sweat. That's permitted to schwitz, to sweat in the hot waters of Tiberias. Says Meshbrusim Katan Yot that it's only if it's not covered. But if the place is covered, hang on, that is the Meshumshu Makura, because it's covered, Nafesh Havlis, so it's a lot of hot air. Also, they say, they're going to come to sweat through the bathing. But they also, and sweating is forbidden, going to come on, like we'll see later on, Siv Yud Beis, Siv Katan Yod Aleph. Some say, the Mutlazi, that you're allowed to sweat. They did not make sweating forbidden. Only in the place where the bathing is forbidden. Together in those areas. Therefore, the bathing is permitted, even in a place where it's covered. And one can rely on this opinion. That's from Eli Rabba. Siv Gimel. Amas Hamayim. A stream of water, Shichama, which is warm. Asal Hamshach Latoicha, once Nalada, draw inside of it. Film of Shabbos, even from before Shabbos, a sea line, Pidush, that's a tziner, a pipe, marziv, a sea line, a gagadar, dava echarim, they're all the same thing, but basically a pipe, shaltain, of cold water. Ufiha sea line, yirtzachutz la'ama, and the opening of the pipe comes out of the canal. Umeimav neshbacham ukan, its waters get spilled into uka pirish guma, it's a pit, shabakark in the ground. So basically it's like it's heating it up through there. And if they did draw it, they're forbidden. Even the water that had gone into it from before Shabbos, forbidden in bathing and drinking as if it was heated on Shabbos. Now, if they brought this this pipe of water through it from before Yom Tiv, it's like water that was heated on Yom Tiv. And if it's forbidden to use for bathing, but permitted for drinking. It says Mishbur Siv Katan Yod Beis. That this, if you have a canal of water that's hot, so we said you're not allowed to draw inside of it, even from before Shabbos, a pipe of cold water through it, so that it should get heated, the pipes, from the hot water canal. It's like insulating and something that increases heat. That's forbidden to do even from before Shabbos. Siv Katan Yud Gimel. And what happens is that the opening of the pipe is yoytze b'chulu, comes out of the canal and it spills into like a type of a pool. Hainu that is a mamshach hasatzoinen, that he draws the cold water derech silen through the pipe, hamukh mikol tzad, that's around them all sides, and the in misogav meimav v'macham, and its waters don't get mixed with the hot waters. And which the Sharatzinai's Vav brings this from the Mogen Vav, says, look at what they directed. According to Rashi, this is also forbidden from Shulchan Aruch, it's Muchach, that he holds like Tosin the Ran, that's in Mogen Vav writes, and Rishon Gimel, Sibkan Amabez, that we don't like Rashi, so look at my Bismayan, that he writes that even Rashi would agree that this is not Hatmana, for many Rishon, it doesn't sound like this, according to Rashi. But be that as it may, continues Mishbur, says, but if the opening of the pipe goes into the canal, and the cold gets mixed with the hot together, then is permitted even for bathing, even if it was drawn from before Shabbos, which the Dershul Levin brings, that it sounds like from his words, that if it was drawn on Shabbos, that it would be forbidden to bathe in the water. And the reason this explains the B'Shem Zaman is because you don't have to Isser because of the Gzera Chitza Chaman, because it doesn't want to heat up the water. It's just his intention is to cool down the hot water so that it should be fit for bathing. Rather, the reason of the Isser is to have benefit from these waters because of Maisa Shabbos, because the Hamshacha of the Silan of the Tzoyin, is being over on the Melacha of Bishul. Sivkot Nyudal. And the Mechabes said, Afil HaMayim Mechulu, even if the water had been entered it from before Shabbos, which Ma'ir Tomash just saw some piasilim where he closed the opening of the pipe, shunach mebo'idyoim that was put in from before Shabbos, when the smile betzayin and fill up with cold, the nishav munach mutan adbiyam Shabbos and remained there insulated until Shabbos, shoz poischem pi mitzah that then they open up the opening of where it comes out, sheishav chameim avloukh shubekarka that the that the water should spill out to the pool in the ground. It wasn't heated on Shabbos. From before Shabbos, but it was insulated on Shabbos. Forbidden, like all insulation that increases the heat. That's forbidden even after the fact. Says the Beis Meir. which the Sharatina Zion brings there, because if it wasn't sealed, then for sure the water would be permitted to have gone in for 24 Shabbos and went right into the pool. Sivkat and Tezvav. So he said that it's as Ki'ilu Hochama Vishat, as if it was heat on Shabbos, it's similar. It means to say, as a filler has been Yadav, even to wash his hands, also it's going to be forbidden to Kanal, like we said. Sivkat and Tezayin. Now, but if the pipe was brought from before Yomtiv, and then it's like heat on Yomtiv, and then Vasur Mechitz is forbidden for bathing, which someone means to say it's called goof, his whole body, but Yadav Mutiv, but his hands are permitted. Because of Sim Tov Kuf Yadav, Siv Bays, but that's what we're saying, that it's permitted for drinking. And Dishra 13 brings the reason for this is he explains over there, because since on Yom Tov it's permitted to cook only for somebody that's a davar shavuach on nefesh, and therefore you're allowed to heat up the water for the washing of the hands and the face, even like a tchila, which is something a shavuach on nefesh. But for washing the whole body, it's forbidden, because you don't do this only for those who are very delicate, but regular people don't. Not is not usually the case. Siv Dalad, lo yishtativ odom ten kol guf, a person should not wash with cold water his whole body, and warm himself up opposite the bonfire, and shalav shemayim shalav, because he's warming up the water that's on him. And it comes out that it technically he's like bathing his whole body in hot water. But he's allowed to wash himself over cold after he heat himself up by the fire.
It says in Mishbrua, Sif Katan Yud Zayin. So Mechaba said that one should not wash himself with cold water his whole body and then heat himself up opposite the fire, because then he's heating the water that's on him. And Benimtsa Kerdechas Kogufa, it's like he's bathing his whole body in hot water. Zimlosh Namats in the word of the Rambam, right? So what it means to say is that we're not going to make it forbidden because of the heating of the water itself. To have She'in Machal Bishop, because warming it up is not included in cooking. It's only because it's concerned about bathing. Since it's not full-fledged bathing, they made only like water that is heated from before Shabbos. They ain't also El Kagufa, that forbidden only gets his whole body, because of like you wrote in Sev'av, which the Sharatin Oizchaz brings. That's the Mogadim writes his reason. It sounds like that by full-fledged Rechitza, even if on the Ram, it's going to be forbidden, even upon the Yad, only, even if it's just his hands and his face and his feet. Even though it was not heating up the water on Shabbos, and even that on warming it up, there's no Isser. Pashlosh of the Megoyin, it sounds like, that the reason the Rambam is because that he didn't have any name of Isser on the warming it up, so therefore he holds that it's like water heat up from before Shabbos, that also over there, he didn't have any Isser on the actual heating itself, and they didn't make the Gzira only on the whole body, and according to this, the water that was warm up on Shabbos, that is, if it wasn't Yatzel Ledes, there's no Isser according to the Rambam, only if it's bathing his whole body. In the following sif, holds dinner shabbat kareches b'chamet shukma b'shabbos. It has the same halacha like bathing in hot water that was heated on Shabbos. To asaf, a lirchas ben yipanim v'ragel, it's forbidden even to just wash the face, the hands, and the feet. After stam chamet shukma b'shabbos, even though in general water that was heated on Shabbos, hukma amayim v'isse, the water was heated prohibited. Libachem in the name of Hinar and Hinar and our situation, haloi lohoya alamayim shem chimim, the water didn't have a name of heated up, akshim hev shabbam, just like of being cooled down, warmed up a little bit. In Chag, but still, there's no difference regarding this stuff. Even water was just made lukewarm on Shabbos, and it's not so hot to the touch. It's still forbidden to bathe, even just one limb. But you're allowed to wash your with cold after that he had heated up by the fire. Because then the water is not going to get so hot if you're doing the other way around in this order. Bi'alacham and the Ramaskal b'mayim shukhma b'erev Shabbos, that the Mechaba said that you not bathe your whole body, even a limb by limb, even with water that was heated from before Shabbos, and he's in pain, even though meaning, but if he wasn't in pain, and even though his whole body is not sick, you could say that it would be permitted to bathe. That's from Chedushei Reb Kivege, which Dershon number 8 brings it. Reb Kivege explains that because this is less than all the other shvus in the Isur Rabbanan, because it's only from a koyach of a gezer. And even though they said forbidden to take medicine as a gezer because of shchik saman, they might grant herbs, and they weren't lenient regarding when the person's in pain, only if he has a real pain, because of that, it's chalik ha'gufa, his whole body is sick, that has to lay down. So Shlomo explains that regarding this rechitza with water that was heated from before Shabbos, you can be lenient by mitzvah when the person's in pain, because this is only exerted really because of oivavir, because of those that are sinners, that they're going to heat up the water, which is not generally concerned for. Now regarding bathing a baby in warm water, it's a brought in Shochanach later in Simit Shalom and Av that it's forbidden on Shabbos. And regarding bathing for a tzarech of a milah, it's right over there that in our days, would not know with this rechitza at all, with this bathing for the racha nimel. Ramah writes that in Medinas Ashkenaz, in Germany, the custom was to bathe the baby before the milah, not afterwards. Now regarding bathing on Yom Tov, with water that was heated from before Yom Tov, the Shulchan Aruch holds later on Tim and Tupko Virav, that also for adults is permitted. The Ramah says forbidden for adults to bathe in them. But regarding bathing a baby, the Mishmur writes that it's permitted to bathe him even by water that was heated on Yom Tov, for sure that with water that was heated from before Yom Tov. However, by a baby, that's not a custom in bathing his whole body. And during the weekdays, maybe that even if it was heated from before Yom Tov, one should be stringent, but when the situation when it's necessary, for sure one could be lenient. Of course, in Be'er Lacha and Simit Shin Beis, they address that regarding a tinnik that is ragal as a custom rechitza, you can permit Isra Banan to bathe them on Yom Tov. Next Be'er Lacha, the Machaber had said that regarding the pipe that runs through the warm canal, even the water that was entered it from before Shabbos. So Siluk Mishru Sivkot Nidah, what I wrote in the name of the base mayor, where it's like Katmana b'maisav halvel that's forbidden even with the Evid. So it says Be'er Lacha, you should know that it sounds like over there from him that if the input and output of the pipe was not sealed, it would not be asa. Only what came through the pipe on Shabbos. Says Be'er Lacha, according to my humble understanding, even regarding this, you could be in doubt, because since the water came to the pipe right away when you put it in, it already went and spilled out into the pool before Shabbos, and this there comes afterwards on Shabbos, it's possible that it wouldn't really be applicable on the name of Hatmana of insulating, because he didn't insulate it, because by default by itself it comes into the pipe. Maybe on this is what the Taisu is medactic, and they wrote that the seal in the pipe is mukum mikol tzad, surrounded from all sides. Divrei Maskam Erev Yom Tov, and the Chabad said if you brought a pipe of water from before Yom Tov, B'yamtiv, then on Yamtiv, then it's kecham and shulchan b'yamtiv, it's like heated on Yamtiv. So he says, Tevis b'yamtiv, the words b'yamtiv, I don't know how to explain it. I thought to say that it's coming to exclude regarding this, that water that came in from before Yamtiv, that's not usur, not like on Shabbos, that it's forbidden even the water that came on from before Shabbos. But he says, what should I do? Because B'yamtiv writes explicitly, it's forbidden even water that was entered from before Yamtiv, as he said, Tzarech Iyan. Which edition number 15 brings, however, in Excess HaShulchan writes that all printings of the Shulchan Aruch from the year Shin Chav Zayin, this whole part from the words Vimhevi until Matur Mishdiya is not found, and it was added on in later printings, and you could say that it was actually a scribal error. The Ramaschal Yeshayim Shetzach Lizar, the Machabah brought in Sif Hey, we didn't do Sif Hey. It says Machabah Sif Hey, Yeshayim, some say Shetzach Lizar, one has to be careful, Shalacham Yadav, not to heat up his hands, Eitzel Eish, near a fire, Achan Til, after washing his hands. If you didn't dry them up well. Which the Be'er Lacha brings in Yeshem Shetzach Lizar, that he said, look at the Mogad Vram, that his opinion is that even to hold his hands in the place where the water cannot get so hot until it's Yatzel Edes, but until it's bubbling, is also forbidden according to this opinion. Because if it's in the place of Yatzel Edes, even according to the first opinion, it would be Asur. Now, the Gemara brought that someone smears his hand with oil and he warms it up opposite the fire. And the reason is, that by oil, it's not shaykh exer b'chitza. However, obviously, it's talking about that you're not bringing your hands so close until the oil can get so heated for the shiviyat sledes, because then you have a problem about cooking the oil. Now, this all makes sense according to the Pirsha Magad Avram, but according to the last Pirsha that's in the Besesa, the reason of the rush is because the actual heating of the water, if that's the case, the rush contradicts a little bit in his own opinion, this that he brings afterwards the words of Rishim Gamliel, and they should have explained that at least Rishim Gamliel is not talking about such a situation. Then Maskal Eitzah Eish, not to heat up his hands that were washed near the fire. Eitzla Eish, after washing his hands, unless they were dried very well. Now, near the wall of the oven, if it's very hot, then also it seems to be a lacha shesh lezar, the one should be careful. Some of the deer shoes, there's number one. Now, we said that this bathing is exerted that you might come to heat up the water on Shabbos. Even though they say in the Gemara, getting up in the doubt, that Jews are not suspected to mechal Shabbos deliberately. It's Rashi and Masechta Shabbos in Duran over there explains the name of the Yerushalmi, that they made this gezer because of the balonim, the bathhouse attendants, that they heat up the wood beneath the water from before Shabbos, right before God Shabbos, so that it should be heated up all Shabbos, and they heat up the water on top of that. I mean, that heats up the water. The Vechamu Gezer not to bathe in the hot water on Shabbos so that they don't come to stoke the coals on Shabbos. There's number two. Regarding water that wasn't done on Shabbos, any activity to heat it up, and they're heated up by themselves. For example, let's say he put from before Shabbos the water on the fire or something like that. So some holds that the halacha is like water that was heated up from before Shabbos, like the way Hagoyes or Giv Egerites, because when you didn't do any mice on Shabbos, you can permit to bathe with them your hands, your face, and your feet. On the other hand, Chibisik's Mishnah brought that even that it was heat up without any action on Shabbos has halacha like as it was heat up on Shabbos, and that's what's written in Chibisik Relevi. That explains the words of Tosfos Yeshayahu Shem Masechta with Avlamat Tes, that forbidden to bathe with them even his hands like water that was heated up on Shabbos. He adds on over there that even water that was heated up on from before Shabbos, and it means on the fire on Shabbos to keep its heat, has a lach like water that was heated on Shabbos. However, if someone's leaning like the words of Gedega, he has definitely a pillar of the world to rely on. Tosfos Yeshayahu writes to permit water that was heated up before Shabbos and remain on the fire on Shabbos to keep its heat. Regarding water that was placed in the Dud Shemesh, a solar heater, so that we discuss later on Sivkan Ches. Tirsha number 3, regarding bathing in water that a non-Jew heat up for himself. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, it's forbidden to bathe in them, even Paneo the Baraklum. Chubazik's Mesha writes, they didn't according to the Mark of the Ram, that says forbidden to bathe in water that was heated up on Shabbos in a permitted way. However, if the non-Jew heats it up, you'll have to wash hands, face, and feet. When you don't have to be concerned that the non-Jew added for him, for example, if he doesn't recognize him, because we actually qualify that like water that was heated up from before Shabbos. Dish number four, regarding washing vessels with a moist towel, if someone's having instructed that since the normal way of utilizing it is with a shmata, in the way that it's close to, for sure, that it's going to get squeezed, so it's considered like a cigarette, inevitably it's going to get squeezed, and therefore, since he also needs the water that's squeezed out, then it's going to have a sederaisa. Dish number five, the measurement of the heat of mayim poichim, which you said you have to be careful that it should be, you know, like the mikveh should be lukewarm. Chibisik is much right that it's less than the measurement of heat that people normally bathe in during the weekday. And even though people could tolerate a greater level of heat, it's forbidden because it's not normal. That's what's been in the scarality. As on the mice, it would seem that it's a measurement that you're not having really pleasure from the heat of the water. Chibisik is right. That's like the heat of spit. That's what's written in Chibisik Zin, based on the Shach in your Yerdes and Kopechet. He writes that any place where it's mentioned Shas, Paishim, lukewarm, that's like the heat of Reik, of spit, and he has in Chibisik Zin that the heat of spit is 37 degrees Celsius, like the heat of the body, and therefore until 37 degrees Celsius, the water is not considered as hot. Dish number 6, Mishmur said, look at the Kavan Asanel. There he writes that Ikra didn't kisav to Berichas, that tefillin may mikveh b'chamin, toiling in the water of the mikveh in hot water, is not included in the gezeirah mechad tzayis. It's not a problem. Charetzin writes that still however, one can rely on the pressing situation to come in the sandal. Look at Chibisik Levi that he writes to lamed chus and those who their custom is like they come in the sandal in the pressing situation when they cannot toivel in cold water. Dish number 7 regarding water that was heated in a dud shemesh in the solar heater in a way that there's no new water that comes into it. Shlomo holds that's forbidden to bathe in them his whole body, whether it's heated from before Shabbos, whether it's heated on Shabbos, not through an action. For example, let's say when Shabbos entered, it was cold, and during Shabbos it gets heated through the sun. But to wash part of his body, that's permitted because there's no Meister Shabbos done with it. It says it has the halacha like water that was heated from before Shabbos. Super Shabbos Tzin writes that if the water was heated on Shabbos through a Dud Shemesh, even if they're lukewarm, it's forbidden to bathe in them, even Panim at the Benaglu. Dirshu number 8. So Bi Halacha had brought from the Kivege. That they said. Edition number 10. Shabur wrote that it's like matn b'dava maisav havel, this pipe going through the canal. It's like insulating something that increases heat that's forbidden even before Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch explains the reason that the canal of water of the Chamei Tveria, of the hot springs, is considered like dava maisav havel, increases heat because it is in where it goes and it doesn't get cooled down ever, which is not the case to even before Shabbos. As long as there's something cold on the hot pot that's not on the fire, Shulchan Aruch writes in the Simchas Torah, it's permitted even if you're covered with garments because that's not considered matn d'vah ma'aseh havel. It doesn't keep on heating a heat source. Mishmur over there explains that even though for sure the heat's going to get more in something that's cold from the hot pot, however, it's permitted to place it on the pot because the pot does not increase the heat because of itself. It actually continues to cool down. It's not similar to insulating in gefes and these grape olive pieces which increase heat from itself. Tradition number 12 that Mr. Burr wrote like all Hatman Mesav Havel that's also even the Evid. The reason that the water becomes forbidden because of Atmana being insulated, even if it's heated from before Shabbos, and Shabbos is not really adding on any heat, but wrote in Rishon Zayin that if it's not a hani ma'isa, if you're not really gaining anything, it's permitted. So B'shem Zalman explains that since in the beginning of the insulating, the water was cold, and it was done be'isser, which was the hatman ma'isa available even before Shabbos, as wrote in, over there in Sefkot and Yudbeis, remains with its insulation, so if it's forbidden with rechitz and shtiyah. However, if he insulated from before Shabbos be'mezin, but before Shabbos he took it out, and before it got cooled down, he went back and insulated. So B'shem Zalman writes that even though it's forbidden to do this, however, the water does not become forbidden to drink, because that's considered like as if you insulated hot water to remain with its heat, which it did, and that's okay, and it remains with its tzarchin on that. Issue number 13. Mishmur does not write that according to our custom, not to bathe in rivers and pools, even when they're cold, so it's forbidden to bathe your whole body with cold water. Igros Mishnah proves that the Mishnah did not know from that minig not to wash your whole body with cold water. We discuss it later in Sifkan Chafalf regarding this halacha.